We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. The website is paramountsports.com. We always point out he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy the conversation. The website again, paramountsports.com. Hello, Lee.
I'm good.
Is he there? Oh, there you are.
I'm here.
Yeah, we didn't hear you there for a second. Let's jump right into it so we don't run out of time here. I want to jump into it because Heat and Timberwolves tonight. Timberwolves are an awful, awful, awful team. Heat have lost two in a row, though. But the Heat are 6.5-point favorites on the road. You have any feel on tonight's Heat game?
None whatsoever. I mean, Victor Oladipo is a game-time decision. Carl Anthony Towns is a game-time decision. I just don't see how you can bet this game. So we're just going to lay off it, and sometimes better just to watch it and take some notes and prepare for the next game. So I think the Heat do need Victor Oladipo. He's got to be healthy if they want to do anything in the playoffs. I mean, if you've watched the last two games, they have just faded in the second half. So real important that he regains his health and he can add something to this team.
Yeah. That would make it an easier run in the playoffs. There's no question about that. What about, I was talking about this when we started the show, NFL win totals came out today. And again, it's a 17-game season now, so win totals might look a little inflated to people. But are there any of the NFL win totals that are intriguing to you?
There are, and there's a couple I'm going to wait on until we have the NFL draft so we can, you know, at least know who the quarterback's going to be. But here's something you have to know first before you bet any win total. So if you add up all the wins by the 32 teams and a 17-game regular season schedule, it's 272 wins. Well, if you look at William Hill, who was the first sports book that has put out NFL win totals, the ones that I deal with haven't put them out yet, but they'll put them out and they'll massage them soon. So they've, if you add up all those win totals, it comes to 277.5. So they've added 5.5 to that number. Also, you have to, you know, think about juice. You know, it's not 110 to win 100. Sometimes you can be laying 135, 140. Other times you can be getting, you know, 110, 120. So those factor in, and then also they're holding your money for about 6-7 months. So I take that all into consideration. There's two that I like a lot. I usually bet unders more than overs because the overs are inflated. I like New Orleans under 9.5 plus 120. That's the first number to come out. Whoever they put out a quarterback, you know, whether it's Winston, whether it's Hill, it's a huge downgrade. I think Tampa Bay has gotten much better than where they were last year in the regular season. So under 9.5, I think, is my strongest play. Second strongest play is under 10 in Seattle, plus 105. I think Russell Wilson was kind of sending a message, you know, when he said, you know, he was interested or open to being traded. He realized there's not a whole lot of talent other than an all-pro receiver and a great middle linebacker. Their offensive and defensive lines are really weak, so I'm going to, and also that division's gotten stronger. Every team in that division should be much better than last year. So we'll play Seattle under 10. And then some others I'm looking at are Tampa Bay over 11.5 plus 100 with the NFC South, with the Saints, Carolina, Atlanta being weaker or not great. I think they'll win 12, 13 games pretty easy. And then I like the Dolphins over 9, minus 135. I think this is a 10 to 11 win team as long as they draft well. I'm going to wait and watch the draft. I think they need a receiver or a tight end that can be a difference maker, and also a running back, maybe an edge rusher too. But that's something in the Patriots under 9, minus 125. If they don't draft a quarterback in the draft, I think Cam Newton, just not a right fit. I said that last year. We like the Dolphins over and the Patriots under. I think the same holds true for those two teams.
And Lee, speaking about that, I just thought about it when you were talking. You said you'll wait till after the draft. Could you anticipate the Dolphins going to get a Kyle Pitts or, you know, a Jamar Chase or something and bet the over before the draft? Because if they draft great and let's say they have Kyle Pitts and Najee Harris, I think the total would go up. Can you capitalize before the draft anticipating that a team will draft correct?
Yeah. You know, I might put a small wager on it. And then if those two guys or someone similar, let's say they get the running back from North Carolina or Etienne from Clemson, yeah, then you can, you know, bet the other half. I want to see who they draft. If they go like, you know, center, edge rusher, middle linebacker, and let's say they trade down and get the third or fourth best receiver, then I'm not as high. So I'll probably put a small wager as soon as that comes out, as long as it stays at 9. Probably won't play it if it goes to 9.5 or 10. So I think they almost have to draft a tight end or receiver, and also have to draft a running back. They're so weak at that position, and then also the injuries. I mean, something happens. I mean, Devontae Parker injured all the time. You know, they've just had too many injuries in that position. They need to have some playmakers and some depth.
If they have the ability to draft Kyle Pitts and they pass on him, I'm going to be so angry. I want that dude. You know, I'm a Hurricane fan, but that dude looks good.
He's a freak.
All right,
he's a
Lee
freak.
Sterling. Yeah. He is a freak, and that's what I want my team filled with, physical freaks. Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. Give us three picks for the weekend.
Okay, so I don't think it's a deep card. I'm going to give you two. I'm going to give you one regular play for tonight and one UFC play, a big play for tomorrow night. So tonight, okay, I like Memphis in the NBA over Chicago. They are, how about this, the Chicago Bulls, 17-37 as a home underdog against the spread the last 54 games. And on the other hand, Memphis, 17-7 against the spread the last 24 games. So Memphis, I think, has found themselves. Chicago, Zach LaVine, he's gone for this game. He will not play in this game. And how big a loss is he? A lot of people don't realize this, but he's not averaging like 18 or 20 points a game. He's averaging 27.5 points a game. They made a trade for a center, thought that was going to push them up in the playoff standings, but they've lost four straight, and he'll miss this game due to COVID protocols. So just too much. Their offense wasn't good with him. It's even worse without him. It's dreadful. Let's play Memphis, the Grizzlies here, -3
like
on the road
one.
Over your ex-Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, I like that one. That makes a lot of sense.
Now on to a big, this is a combination bet. It is a backup the Brinks truck and Ooh. Also...
Whoa, we have a Brinks truck sound effect now, Solana?
Hey.
Look at us. Wow.
Back it up, Lee. Come on.
Wow, Solana's even got some. Wow, this is. I mean, we put all our budget into that. We've got nothing left for the rest of the show.
All right, so we're going to back the Brinks truck up and also have another bet, which we call Bet a Little, Win a Lot. So, Abdul Razak Al Hassan, he is fighting a fighter named Jacob Malkoon. Now, Al-Hassan is nicknamed Judo Thunder. Great nickname. Fighting Malkoon, nicknamed Mamba. He doesn't deserve the name Mamba. Malkoon has fought all of one UFC fight. He was brought up during the pandemic, and I think the only reason he's on this card is he works out with Robert Whittaker, who is going to be fighting Kevin Gastelum. So I think it was kind of like a favor thing. If he is still in the UFC in 1 year, Mark, you are going to be fighting with your son. JD, you two guys are going to be a tag team combo and be signed by the WWF. This guy is an absolute stiff. He's out of shape. last fight, his only fight in the UFC, he got knocked out in 18 seconds by Philip Hall. So Al Hassan is a guy who's fought 7 UFC fights. He lost his last 2 fights. He was a little out of shape in his last fight, and he lost. I think he's fighting for his UFC life. I think he is a quality fighter here. This is one of these fights, you know, like you're throwing someone, maybe chum, for the Sharks here. I think Al Hassan is going to knock him out early because, how about this? All 10 of his wins have come by first round TKO or KO or stoppage. So we're going to put a wager on him at 3-1 to win the fight. That's the back the Brinks truck up, guaranteed winner. But how about this? Bet a little, win a lot, a 3-team parlay that he wins inside the distance, that he wins by KO or TKO, and that he wins in less than 1.5 rounds. What that means is a total of less than 7.5 minutes. So the 3-team parlay pays, if you wager $100, $428. So back to Brinks truck up, wager on him to win. Abdul, Judo Thunder, Al Hassan, and then also our bet a little, win a lot, 3-team parlay on him also.
I like it, Lee Sterling. Here's the only problem with the back the truck up sound effect I noticed when you first played it, Solana. It sounds, doesn't sound like it's backing up. It sounds like it's zooming away.
It backs up. It backs up, and then it zooms off because we locked it in. We locked it in, Lee.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. The website is ParamountSports.com. I like that Grizzlies bet tonight. Grizzlies laying the points against the Bulls. And then tomorrow, I mean, Sterling has been money with these back-the-truck-up picks, and he likes Abdul Al-Hassan over Jacob Malkoon. And then also try the three-way parlay where Hassan wins inside the distance by KO or TKO and in less than 1.5 rounds. So there you go. A little something to root for. Thank you as always, Lee.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.